consumer failure. Here are three former champions. A user experience librarian from Chicago, Illinois, Emma Betcher. An attorney and government relations professional from Oviedo, Florida, Eric R. Backett. And a network engineer from North Little Rock, Arkansas, Josh Hughes. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome. As we get this fourth quarterfinal match underway, I want to take a moment to thank Consumer Cellular for all of their help with the Tournament of Champions this year. Much appreciated. All right, you've met Emma, Eric, and Josh. Hopefully you remember them from their initial performances here on Jeopardy. Good luck, players. Here we go. And now let's take a look at the category, shall we? Starting off with singers. Next, U.S. islands. That's followed by name and number. We're going to need a name and a number in each correct response. And then Spanish to English rhyme time. The example they have given me is gato gordo. What is a fat cat? Next category, bugle calls. And finally, let's eat. Josh, start.
Spanish to English rhyme time, 200.
Doble problema. Eric.
What is double trouble?
Good.
U.S. islands, 800.
This South Carolina island is roughly 12 miles long, 5 miles wide, and home to more than 20 championship golf courses. Eric.
What is Myrtle Beach?
No. Josh or Emma. What is Hilton Head? Back to you, Eric.
U.S. islands, 600.
Part of the overseas highway, the 7-mile bridge, links islands in this famous chain. Emma.
What are the Florida Keys?
You got it.
Name a number, 800.
Answer. Daily double, just like that. Finding it early. You can risk up to 1,000, though you have but 600.
I'll bet 1,000.
All right, here is the clue. At least 11 wounds from sharp weapons were found on his skeleton after it was dug up from a Leicestershire parking lot in 2012.
Who is Richard III?
Yes, that's the right name and the right number. Go again.
U.S. islands, 1,000.
Unimak is the largest of these Alaskan islands. Josh.
What are the Aleutian Islands?
Correct.
Singers, 200.
This redhead is in the film Yesterday telling Himesh Patel's character to change Hey Jude to Hey Dude. Emma.
Who is Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
Name and number, 1,000.
He's better known as Frederick the Great. Emma?
Who is Frederick II?
Correct.
Spanish to English rhyme time, 600.
Oro frio. Eric?
What is cold gold?
Good.
Spanish to English, 1,000.
Canción larga. Eric?
What is long song?
Good.
Spanish to English, 800.
Zapato azul. Josh?
What is blue shoe?
That's it.
Name a number, 200.
He married Marie Antoinette in 1770. Emma?
Who's Louis XVI?
He's the one.
Let's eat, 600.
Grilled bread drizzled with olive oil and topped with chopped tomatoes, with a name from an Italian word meaning toast. Emma?
What is bruschetta?
Yes, bruschetta.
Let's eat 1,000.
This pudding made from the starch of the cassava plant. Josh?
What is tapioca?
Yes.
Bugle calls, 200.
This bugle call is played during military funerals and is also heard at the end of the day. Emma.
What is taps?
Taps, right you are.
Bugle calls, 1,000.
Wondering what's going on back home on the farm? Then you'll be happy hearing the sequence called this call. Josh.
What is the cattle call?
No. What is male call? All right, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Emma Betcher is from Chicago, Illinois, and to celebrate your first appearance on our program, one of your bosses did something kind of special.
She did. The head of my division is a wonderful baker. She made a cake that was decorated like the Jeopardy round from my first game with the categories and the clues, and to celebrate the clues I had gotten right, she put sprinkles around those squares.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
Definitely. Very
yes,
sweet
indeed.
Gesture.
Yeah. Eric Backus is from Oviedo, Florida. Used his winnings to make a down payment on a new house. I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear about your two-year-old daughter.
Oh, well, she's the cutest. Maeve. She got very confused when we were watching my episodes because she would see Daddy on the TV, and then she'd see Daddy sitting next to her, and she'd go... And she was just very confused. But eventually, I think by the time of my fifth episode, she was like, okay, Daddy's on TV, but he's also here, you know, so.
Right, kid. She figured it out. All right. Josh Hill is from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Your mom is a big fan of yours, but she wasn't all that impressed with how you worked out on Jeopardy. What was her suggestion to you?
She was so excited when I ended up winning, when my wife Fortuna and I threw a watch party for our friends and family. She was so excited. She said, you know what you'd be really good at? Wheel of Fortune.
Let's go back to Emma. She makes the next selection.
Singers, 800.
Their adjacent home states gave country singers Brian Kelly and Tyler Hubbard this name for their country duo. Emma?
What is Florida Georgia Line?
That's it.
Singers 1,000.
21st century hits from this Canadian crooner include Home and Haven't Met You Yet. Emma?
Who's Michael Bublé?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, bugle calls, 800.
This bugle call means lay off those trigger fingers. The enemy has had enough. Emma?
What is surrender?
No. Josh or Eric? You're kind of close, but it's ceasefire. That's what that call means. Back to you, Emma.
Let's eat 800.
Considered a delicacy, the soft green tamale is this internal organ of a lobster. Eric.
What is the liver?
Good.
U.S. Islands, 400.
Lahaina and Kaanapali are popular tourist destinations on this Hawaiian island. Eric.
Was Maui.
Yes.
Singers for 600.
This singer won a Grammy for her 2012 album, Girl on Fire. Josh.
Who is Alicia Keys?
Yes.
Name a number, 600.
From 1963 to 1978, he was Bishop of Rome. Eric.
Who is Paul VI?
Correct.
Let's eat, 400.
This pre-cooked offering for a soldier, MRE for short. Josh.
What is a meal ready to eat?
Yes.
Bugle call, 600.
First call heard here is a warning to soldiers to prepare for a formation and is also commonly used at these contests. Josh.
What are horse races?
That's it.
Spanish to English rhyme time, 400.
Reina Limpia. Eric.
What is clean queen?
Yes.
Singers, 400.
Luke Hemmings is the lead singer of this Australian pop outfit known as Five Sauce for short. Josh.
What is 5 seconds of summer?
Correct.
U.S. Islands, 200.
Orcas Island and Lopez Island are among the most populous of this state's San Juan Islands. Eric?
What is Washington?
Yes.
Bugle calls, 400.
Let's go, everyone. This bugle call, often associated with the cavalry, is being sounded. Eric?
What is Reveille?
No.
Ooh.
Emma or Josh? What is charge? Obviously, you haven't seen enough John Wayne movies. Go again, though.
Name and number, 400.
In 1521, he was named Defender of the Faith. Oh, the irony. Josh.
Who was Henry VIII?
Correct, and now the last clue. One of these ocular steaks cut from the outer side of the midsection. Emma.
What's a ribeye?
Ribeye is right, and that adds to your lead. You wind up at 5,000. Close game. Eric, you're going first in Double Jeopardy. We'll set the board up during this break. We have a great match underway. Eric trailing Emma by just 2,000. He's going first and making his selection from these categories. Be careful on this first one. Jeopardy. Keywords, not the human body. You'll love this one. Five-syllable words, followed by ghostwriters, TV taglines, and shoo who, S-C-H-U, coming up in each correct response. Off you go, Eric.
All right, I'll take TV tagline, 1600.
A 2016 reboot. No man has done more with less. Josh.
What is MacGyver?
Yeah.
Ghost Riders, 1200.
Early in his career, this Irish playwright ghost wrote music columns. Emma.
It was Shaw.
Correct.
The human body, 1200.
Of the two types of glands in the skin, most of these are connected to hair follicles and secrete an oily substance. Josh.
What are endocrine glands?
No. Eric.
What are sebaceous glands?
Those are the ones.
TV taglines, 2000.
Your body is no longer your own, and we will bear no more. Josh.
What is handmaid's tale?
Yes.
Five-syllable word, 400.
Random House says this rhyming word is an incantation using magical words. And presto, you say. Emma.
What is abracadabra?
That's it.
The human body, 16.
From the Greek for hard, it's the tough, white outer layer of the eye. Emma?
What is sclera?
Correct.
Human body, 2000.
It's the nine-letter medical name for the heel bone, the largest bone in the foot. And it's called the calcaneus. Back to you, Emma.
Five-syllable words, 1200.
An ability to find good fortune by chance occurrence. Emma?
What is serendipity?
Yes.
Five-syllable words, 16.
The act of tossing someone out a window. Emma.
What is defenestration?
Right again.
Ghostwriters, 16.
Alexander Dumas gets the credit for this 1844-45 novel of revenge, but it was Auguste Maquet who outlined the plot. Emma.
What is the Count of Monte Cristo?
That's right.
Shu Hu, 1200.
This senator has represented New York in D.C. since his election to Congress in 1980 at age 29. Eric.
Who's Schumer?
Chuck Schumer, yes.
Shu Hu, 1600.
This former costume designer directed the movies Falling Down and Batman and Robin. Emma?
Who is Schumacher?
Joel Schumacher, correct.
Human body, 800.
And so there, the first of the Daily Doubles. And you have a substantial lead, 14,200.
Yeah. 4,000.
All right. Here is the clue in the human body. In Scrabble, this alternate name for the tailbone will get you many more points than tailbone.
What is coccyx?
That's it. C-O-C-C-Y-X. Big point.
All right. Five-syllable words, 2,000.
Word for Gabriel telling the Virgin Mary she'd conceive Jesus. Josh.
What is annunciation?
That's it.
Jeopardy keywords, not 1,200.
Born in Braintree, this John was a founding father and president of the Continental Congress. Josh.
Who is John Hancock?
Yes.
TV taglines, 1200.
An HBO candidacy, boldly running for president, proudly standing for everything. Emma.
What is Veep?
Veep, yeah.
Jeopardy keywords, not 1600.
He's the March King, at least of England, based on his five pomp and circumstance marches. Emma.
Who is Elgar?
Sir Edward Elgar. You got him.
Shu Hu, 2000.
Can you hear the drums in Fernando, an operatic work composed by him in 1815 at about age 18? Emma.
Who is Schubert?
Franz Schubert. Good.
Jeopardy keywords, 2000.
Works like the one seen here were created by this Barcelona-born Spanish surrealist. Eric.
Who is Miro?
Yes.
Ghostwriters, 2000.
It's fitting that this British occultist was a ghostwriter, penning some of Evangeline Adams' astrological works. And the name is Aleister Crowley. Back to you, Eric.
Ghostwriters, 800.
Answer there, the other Daily Double. You can see the scoreboard. Emma, 23,000. You're in third place at 7,400.
3,600.
Okay, here is the clue. Speechwriter Ted Sorensen admitted that he wrote the first draft of most of this Pulitzer Prize-winning book by JFK.
What is Profiles in Courage?
That's it. And you jump up to 11,000. No more Daily Doubles on the board.
Okay. TV taglines, 800.
When news breaks, we fix it. Eric.
What is The Daily Show?
Correct.
TV taglines, 400.
Save the cheerleader, save the world. Emma.
What is Heroes?
Yes.
Shu Hu, 800.
He teamed up with Richard Simon in 1924, and they helped make paperbacks popular. Josh.
Who is Schuster?
Good.
Five syllable words, 800.
Aloha, these nuts are full of vitamins and fat. Eric.
What are macadamias?
Yeah, you gotta love them, though.
Jeopardy keywords not, 800.
This dairy state is the USA's top milk producer, with lots coming from Tulare County in the Central Valley. Josh?
What is California?
Yes, the state.
Human body, 400.
The upper jawbone is the maxilla, and the lower jaw is called this. Josh?
What's the mandible?
Good.
Jeopardy keywords not, 400.
This Paul McCartney band had hits with Helen Wheels and Band on the Run. Emma.
What is Wings?
Yes.
Ghost Riders 4.
Movie star Eddie Lamar sued her own publisher, claiming that much of this book was invented by a ghostwriter. Eric?
What is her autobiography?
Correct. And now the last clue. From 1950 to 2000, this cartoonist worked for Peanuts. Josh.
Who is Schultz?
Charles Schultz is the one. Yes, indeed. And look at those scores, folks. 12,200 for Josh in third place. Emma at 23,800. Here comes Final Jeopardy. Category deals with 20th century art, and we'll reveal the clue for you and for you if you're playing along at home right after these messages.
Consumer Cellular presents the Tournament of Champions.
Rain, then temperatures plummet. The breakdown of this cold front that includes freezing lows.
More violence at a local Popeyes. An employee and a customer caught in an all-out fight. What sparked this unbelievable display of violence tonight after the game?
We've had a great variety of good subjects for Final Jeopardy this week. Today, the players are dealing with 20th century art and this clue. A derisive description of the shape of the houses in the 1908 painting Houses at L'Estaque gave this art style its name. 30 seconds. Good luck, players. Artist is one of the founders of this art movement. We come to you first, Josh. You had 12,200 in third place. What did you write down? Minimalism?
Yes.
Okay, that's incorrect. And that means it'll cost you 1,603. Interesting wager. Leaving you with 10,597. Over to Eric now. He had 13,000, is not looking happy because he wrote down Art Deco, and he knows that's wrong. It'll cost you, sir, how much? 5,000. You dropped to 8,000. Now we go to Emma. 23,800 going into final. Her response was Cubism. The artist was Georges Braque, one of the founders of Cubism. You are correct. You're going to win the game. How much money? You didn't risk anything. So 23,800 and a shot at the semifinals next week. The last of our quarterfinal matches tomorrow. Join us then, folks.
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions is presented by Consumer Cellular.